I take it she was then somewhat reluctant to come here to Cincinnati for a while, was she not, or do I misread that? We were talking of this the other day, I think. You told about commuting for several years.
Yeah, we did. We commuted for quite a while. Well, that had to do with the travel problem rather than the job, it seems to me. For quite a while after I was appointed to this court, we drove to Cincinnati for me to attend the sittings. And generally, Peg went with me. I think I told you earlier about the instance where these three young guys were going hunting. Peg was not with me on that occasion. She didn't go every time, but she was not with me on that occasion. But she went on most of them. She went on most of them.
Well, you know, I just about exhausted thoughts that I have that are appropriate to this occasion, Judge. I want to make one last invitation to you to say whatever you think is might be appropriate on an occasion like this.
Well, I think it's been an interesting exercise, and I'm very eager to see the script of these interviews. I would hope that if there were any material, when I saw the script, there were any material errors that I subsequently remembered, or that my wife subsequently remembered, because she'll read this and she has better memory than I, that we can make corrections.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do then. I'll send you a let's call it a draft copy before the final editing and that sort of thing is done. Because obviously a typist, you know, has trouble with the names, and once in a while the machinery isn't right.
Sure.
So what I'll do is to, instead of going through our little routine here, I'll send you a not finally corrected copy so that you can make these adjustments that seem appropriate.
I don't think there'll be anything gigantic. What I do remember, I think I remember rather definitely. Some things I just have had to say, I don't recall. But I would like to have Peg read it because she's got a damn good memory. Better than mine.
Well, I'll turn it off, Judge.